Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Menachot Daf Chet Amud Bet, in the middle of the Amud, about to reanalyze several statements that we've seen from Amorai Eretz Yisrael. First of all, from Rabbi Elazar. Gufa Amar Rabbi Elazar Mincha Shekmatzah Bahechal Kshera Shekmatzilu Siluk Bazichin. Rabbi Elazar is willing to infer the rules of one mincha from another. We remove the bazichim from the lechem panim inside the hechal, so any kmitza could be done inside the hechal. Meitiv Rav Yirmiyah is his challenge. V'kamatz misham, as we saw earlier, makom shrak le'asar amdot. The main drasha of v'kamatz misham is that the kmitza is done from a place where a non-kohen could stand, the one who's bringing the offering. Amemetero meminayin shim kamatz mismol she'achzor v'yakmoz imin. From v'kamatz misham, makom shrak le'asar, we already saw that drasha. Now, ikad da'amri hu motiv la mfarek la. Either Rav Yirmiyah himself gave the answer. Rav Yaakov told Rav Yirmiyah, Bar Tachlifa as Baralach, Lo Nitzrocha Elach Shuret Shakol Azarakula. Kamatz Misham is not there to say you must do the Kmitza where the Yisrael could stand, but rather you may do it anywhere in the Azara. Shalot Tomarho Evo Ola Koche Kodshim, Mincha Koche Kodshim, you might think to say that since both Ola and Mincha are called Koche Kodshim, therefore, ma ola tunat zafon of mincha tunat zafon. I might think that I have to do kmitza in the north. Therefore, it says v'kamatz misham, you could do it from where Yisrael could stand. Well, why would I infer that? Ma lo ola shekain kalil. After all, a mincha is eaten, ola is not. So I would learn it from chatat. Ma la chatat shekain mechaperet l'chavei kritot, which is not true about a mincha either. So me asham. So ma la asham shekain minei damim. We already had this in Zvachim. We can't really infer it from orla or from chatat or from asham. Because Hashem at least is a Zevach, so it's more important. And Mikulu Namishkan Minei Damim, by the way, Ola Chatat and Hashem all are Minei Damim, that challenge would hit them all. Ella eats Stark, so rather, Vikamatz Hashem is for a different purpose. That you have to bring it to the Kohen, and he does Kemitza when he brings it to the Mizbeach. Magasha Bekeren Dromit Ravi, just like Hagasha is at the southwest corner. Av Kemitza Namikeren Dromit Ravi, same thing with the Kemitza, maybe it has to be done specifically in that place. Kamashpon, it could be done anywhere, even where Yisrael could stand in the Ezrat Yisrael. Okay, that was Rabbi Elazar's statement. Now, Gufa Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said earlier, Shlamim sheshchatan b'yichal k'sherin, shenemar v'shchato patachu amoed, v'lo yetafel chabur minayikar. You could, if you shecht shlamim in the heichal, it's kosher, because it says you shechted patachu amoed, implying that patachu amoed is, it's because it's the door to the ohal moed, that you could do it there. So obviously in the ohal moed would be even better, because the tafel, which is petach ohal moed, should not be greater than the ikar, which is the ohal moed itself. That's his reasoning. Now, Meitave, watch this challenge. Rabbi Yehuda, Meter Omer Minayin, Sheim Hikifu Ovdei Kochavim Eta Azara, Shakru Nechasim Lachav Ochlim Kochi Kochi Mishar Menachot. How do I know if the enemy had surrounded the Azara and were pelting with stones and it was impossible to be there, that Kohanim could, in that exigent case, go into the Mikdash and eat their Kodashim? Therefore, Talmud Lomar, B'Kodash HaKodashim Tochlenu. You could eat it in the Kodash HaKodashim. That doesn't mean, of course, in the Kodash HaKodashim. It means you could eat it inside. Now, V'Halam Alikra. The question is, if we're going to say, Shelo Yehei Tafel Min Chamur Min Ha'ikar, and that reasoning, then you don't need this pasuk, because after all, where are you supposed to eat the mincha? After all, avodah, you have b'chatzar ohal moed. B'chatzar ohal moed yochlu avolei tafel chamur min ha'ikar. So if you're eating in the chatzar ohal moed, so using the same reasoning, then the ohal moed itself should be more obviously a good place to eat it, in which case you don't need an extra pasuk. The answer is that the two are not the same. Avodah da adam oved makom rabo, avodah, worship, which you could do in front of your master. So to do shchita, which is a form of avodah, it isn't for your own benefit. Then I would say, all right, if the Torah said do it outside of the omoid, certainly inside the omoid is fine. Achila shen adam ochel makom rabo, when it comes to eating, which is something you wouldn't do in the presence of your master, without the pasuk, I would not use this reasoning of tafel chamur min ha'ikar, because that's not really the case. With the case of eating, it's like saying, you eat in the kitchen. You're the help. You don't eat in the dining room with everybody else. So therefore, you wouldn't say, oh, if I eat in the kitchen, kal v'chomer eat in the dining room, it's the opposite. When it comes to the avodah, there we do have that kal v'chomer, shlo yehi tafel chamur min ha'ikar. Okay, itmar, blala chutz the chomat azara. Let's say you took the mincha and you mixed the oil into it outside of the azara. V'yochamar psula. There's talking about kshera. Why? We're talking about kshera. Dichtiv yatzak aleh Hashem and tana aleh levona. You mix in the oil, put on the levona, and then v'haviyal ben Aaron akohanim. Then you bring it to the kohanim. Come on, mikvitzah v'elch mitzvat kuna. Mitzvat kuna starts at kmitza. You mix your own mincha. They made al yitzikah b'livash kshirim bizar. So you can mix them if you're an non-kohen. You're the one bringing it. Minikuna lo baya, since you don't need a kohen, p'nim nami lo baya, therefore it doesn't need a location. Yochamar psula, why is it pasul? Kevan de'aseh atabiklihu. After all, you have to put it into a kli kodesh. Nehidachuna lo baya, it doesn't have to be a kohen, p'nim mehat baya, but you still need to be in the proper location. A kli sharet only works inside the azara. And by the way, Tanya kavatei Rabbi Yochanan, we have a bright that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Bala zark shira, a non-kohen does the blila. That's fine. Chutz lechamat azara, psula, outside of the azara, it is invalid. Okay, some more debates between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about issues relating to mincha. Itmar, mincha shechasra kodem kmitza. If you have a mincha where the mincha became less than the proper isaron or two estronot or whatever you're bringing before kmitza, Yochanan says you could then go home and bring more flour, go somewhere and bring more flour and fill it up. It's not lost. It's lost. You can't add. And it's not enough, so you can't do it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, if you talk about Tomilana, why? Kmitza Kabbalah. It's the Kmitza that's Koveya. Before Kmitza, you could add, move it around, subtract, whatever you want to do. Rish Lakish Amar, if you talk about Tomilana, why? Kudushat Kli Kabbalah. The minute you put it in the Kli, that's Koveya. You put it in the Kli, and now looking at it, there's not enough there, it's too late. Eight Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, watch this challenge. Chaser Halug Im Ad Shlo Yatzak. If the log of Shemen became deficient before you put it in, after one log per isaron, yimalenu, fill it up and then pour it in. So tiyufta, you see that it's not putting it in the kli, but it's the actual kmitza that makes it, and therefore before that you could add if it was deficient. Okay, that was the first issue, and that was clearly a win for Rabbi Yochanan. Itmar, next. Shirayim shechasur ben kmitza laktara. Let's say you did the kmitza, and then the rest of the mincha, some of it fell out, before you did the burning of the kmitza. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Maktir Ben Kometz Valein, you could still burn the Kometz for them. Rish Lakish Amar, we haven't yet dealt with the issue of can you eat the Shirayim. Rish Lakish Amar in Maktir Kometz Valein, you can't. You got to stop the process and it's done. Alibid Rabbi Eliezer Kolayim Elo Pligi. By the way, everybody agrees, according to Rabbi Eliezer, in a Mishnah we're going to see in a minute, but we saw in Zvachim, everybody would agree, Kolayim Elo Pligi, that you could go ahead and continue the process. Kipligi alibid Rabbi Yeshua. The machloket is only within the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Why did not? Nitmu shiareha, nisrafu shiareha, avdu shiareha. In a later Mishnah, in Minachot, we saw that if the shirayim became burned up or lost or destroyed in some way, in the Tamei, then it can be not Rabbi Eliezer kshera. Based on Rabbi Eliezer's ruling in Zvachim, it's kasher, because you don't need the shirayim to be there at all. So not Rabbi Yeshua, psula, according to Yeshua, it's pasul. Aman de pasal kor Yeshua. So therefore, Resh Lakish says it's pasul. He follows Rabbi Yeshua. Aman de machshar, but Rabbi Yochanan says ad kanom Rabbi Yeshua hatam el dole shtayer. Rabbi Yeshua only said what he did when it became fully tamei or fully burned up or fully lost. There's nothing left. Aval hecha di shtayer. But if there's anything left, after Rabbi Yeshua modi, Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you could burn the comments if there's even a kazayit left of the mincha. Tetam Yeshua omer kol azvachim shabat Torah. This is the Mishnah in. It's a brighter in Zvachim. Kol Zvachim Shiva Torah Shishtayer Mehem Kazayit Basar Kazayit Chelev. If you did Shchita, and somehow before Zvikat Adam, the meat got destroyed somehow, and all there is left a Kazayit of meat or a Kazayit of Chelev to burn on the Mizbeach, Zorek Adam. You could still do Zrika. By the way, Rabbi Eliezer says you don't need anything to do Zrika. Im Ein Dam, Im Ein Basar Yesh Dam. According to Yeshua, if you have a half a kazayit of chelev and half a kazayit of dam, you can't burn it because they're not mitzarev. You can't do zrika. But if it's an ola, half kazayit chelev, half kazayit basar, since it's all going to go on the mizbech, the mitzarev, and you can do zrika tadam. Now, uva mincha, afa pishuk ula kayemet lo yizrok. Now, this weird statement, he says, but if there's a mincha, even if it's all there, you can't do zrika. So, parenthetically, mincha maya vidita. What's a mincha doing in the middle of this discussion? Rapapa, mincha nesachim. It's talking about mincha nesachim, meaning the mincha that accompanies a korban. I would think that since it comes with a zevach atya, ki gufe, it's like part of the zevach itself, which means there's more than a kazayit left, you could do it. Kamash Balan, that it's not, it's totally independent, and if there's no meat left, even if you got the whole accompanying mincha left, doesn't help. Now, Uman de Pasal, what will Rabbi Shlokesh say to that? Shani Hacha, meaning the Torah says you have to lift up from the mincha its komets and burn it. Meaning Hamincha ad ita lekula mincha lo yaktir. You can only burn it if the entire mincha minus the komets is there. So that's how Rish Lakish would distinguish and say. Rabbi Eliezer certainly would say you can go ahead and burn that. I get, but according to Rabbi Shua, you can't because Rabbi Shua demands that there be something left. In zvachim you only need a kazayit, but in mincha because exerata katuv you need the entire mincha. V'idach, how will Rabbi Yochanan answer that? Min hamincha means mincha shaitakvar, the mincha that used to be there, right? But not that it has to be a mincha now. Okay, eight Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Rish Lakish, says, Ad shlo parkan nifras lachma. If before, on Shabbat, if before you took apart the marechet to bring the lechem panim out, the bread fell apart, it's no good. Halechem pasul ve'en makter alav at habazichin. The lechem is pasul, and you cannot burn the bazichei levona that are sitting on top, it's gone. V'im shakan nifras lachma, but if, on the other hand, it fell apart after you took apart the lechem panim, which means it did it its whole week, and a lechem pasul, can't use the lechem because it fell apart, but you could still burn it, which means you can burn, do the komets basically, burn the komets even though the mincha is chaser. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo parkam amash, and Rabbi Elazar himself said, it doesn't have to have actually come apart, as long as the time to take the lechem apanim apart came, even if they didn't take it apart, and the bread was good at that moment, even though 2 minutes later it fell apart, and then you came to take it apart, take apart the marechet, you could still burn the levona. So you see that you do not need to have the shirayim in full shape, in good shape, to burn the komets. Amarle hamani, so Rabbi Yish Lakish says, you know who that is? That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, who said, I don't need any mincha there. Because remember, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that if the entire shirayim get burned up, I could still do the komets. I'm quoting a Mishnah that's a Stam Mishnah. You, Rish Lakish, you're telling me that you think that's authored by Rabbi Eliezer, and parenthetically, Rebbe is not going to make a Stam Mishnah to Rabbi Eliezer, who died in the Cherem. E, Rabbi Eliezer, my ear, Yenifras, besides which, if it's Rabbi Eliezer, I don't need him to create a case where the bread crumbled and fell apart. Even if it blew up, it disappeared, it wasn't there at all, he'd say it's kasher. So Rish Lakish Ishtik, he didn't have anything to answer. He was defeated. Parenthetically, we ask, why was he quiet? He had an answer. Maybe Melechem upon him is different because it's a Korban Tzibur. After all, if everybody was Tameh, you could do the Lechem upon him Betumah. So Ishtri Nami Chaserot. So maybe we also allow a Mincha Chasera. And therefore, you can't prove anything to me from that about a Minchat Yachid. Ravada Barava, Zotomert. What does that prove? Chisaron Kibal Mumdami. Chisaron is really like a mum. And in the case of a mum, ain't balmum betzibur. There's no such thing as balmum that's mutter betzibur. Balmum is no good yachid tzibur. And therefore, a missing mincha should be treated like a balmum. And therefore, if you say you can't burn the komets, it wouldn't help that you're disprove it. If you say you can burn the komets, even if you can only burn it in the case of a lechem apani, of the mincha tzibur, it still proves you could do it anywhere, because yachid and tzibur are not different here. Now, Yatra Papa Kamar Lahashmatra. Papa repeated this entire mahalach. His machlok had shown him, what is it he repeated? Is it that he repeated the issue of that Rish Lakish was quiet, or the possibility he should have said Tzibur Shani, or is it Rav Ada Bar Ahava's conclusion from it? So, in any case, I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef answered him, Papa, Milo Askinad Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish Minchat Omer Tziburi. After all, aren't Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish also talking about a Minchat Omer? That's Minchat Tzibur. Upligi. So you see that they even disagree about a minchat tzibur. So in any case, you see that you couldn't answer tzibur shani, and Rish Lakish seems to really be defeated here. Now, Amar of Malchio, we have the following. Tana chada misolta, we have one brighter that quotes the pasuk. You take from its flower, shim chasra kol shu psula, if anything's gone, it has to be the full solet, then it's pasul, mishamna, and from its oil, shim chasra kol shu pasul, if any of the oil's gone, it's pasul. That's one brayta. Tanyidach vanoteret min hamincha, anything left from the mincha, prat mincha shechasra hi, chaser kumtza v'shelo yitir melvonata klum. And what that excludes is a mincha that itself became deficient, or the komets is deficient, or you didn't burn the levona. So Trei Kray B'Chaserot Lamali, his essential question, or Malchio's essential question is, why do I need two different psukim to teach me that a deficient mincha is no good? And the answer is, Lav Chava Mincha Shechasra Kodon Kmitza. One must be for a mincha that became deficient before Kmitza, no good, like Rish Lakish. And the other to tell me that if after the Akhtar became deficient, I can't burn it. And that's like Rish Lakish. We've defeated Rabbi Yochanan in both cases, in both disputes. Well, we could say Rabbi Yochanan in both cases. The first case is talking about a mincha that became deficient before Kmitza, you're right. And all it means is that if you went home and brought more flour and filled it up, you're fine. But if not, you can't say, well, originally it was an Isaron, so I'm good to go. There has to be an Isaron now, but you can fill it, as per Rabbi Yochanan. The other one is for the Shiraim that became deficient after Kmitza. Even though you're allowed to mak to the Komets, Otan Shiraim Asurim Lachila. The issue is that you cannot eat those Shiraim. That's what the second bright is teaching. Not that you can't burn, but that they burn the Komets. You do burn the Komets, but you can't eat the Shirayim. They asked the question, the Divrei Amat Shirayim Shechasur Ben Kvitzel Akhtar Maktir Komets Alehen, meaning according to Rabbi Yochanan, Otan Shirayim Mahin Bachila, can you eat them? Amar Ze'iri Amar Krav Vahan Noteret, meaning Veloha Noteret Minan Noteret, meaning you can only eat Shirayim when they are only missing the Komets, but not missing the Komets and something else. It can't be the remainder of remainder. So therefore you'd say you can't eat them. And that seems to be what that bright is supporting. As long as the mincha was good beforehand, therefore, that's all we're referring to, the mincha in the past. Therefore, even if they're not the whole thing is, if the whole thing is not there, you could still eat the shirayim, whatever's left. So the way to defend Rabbi Yochanan is to say that that braita is supporting the position taken by Ze'iri that you may burn the komets, but you cannot eat the shirayim. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast, and we'll analyze the psul of the left hand. See, a bunch of psukim, as you can see from the handout in the next daf, a bunch of psukim from the Parsha of Metzora. And in the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.